People tend to have traditions when it comes around to Christmas. The way that they celebrate the holiday, this wonderful event, and they're probably as varied as the number of people who are here tonight. I mean, there's some of them, I know some of the things are things that you eat, like lutefisk or herring or something like that. For some people, it's a certain party that you go to, it's a certain dish that you're gonna have, a drink, certain people that you celebrate this great event with. And there's all different ways of celebrating. I have one of my own. It's been going on for a long time. I am a devotee of a Charlie Brown Christmas. 1965. Was the first year Charlie Brown was on television in a Charlie Brown Christmas. Give you an idea how old I am. That I remember back then, I was about 11 years old, so do the math if you want. But anyway, I loved it from that. I used to get all the Peanut comic books and the books that I would read, and I love the all the adventures of good old Charlie Brown and Snoopy and all them. But this special was different. Now, it was something that Charles Schulz, the originator of Peanuts, who drew the wonderful comic, and a director by the name of Bill Melendez, kind of stuck their necks out for. This was something that CBS did not want to let on the air. There are a lot of things they didn't like about it. Okay, the animation isn't that great about it. It's not really sophisticated, great animation. It's kind of slow moving. It's one of the first TV shows where the voices of children were being voiced by actual children, not by the adults pretending to be children. But, and there was no laugh track. There's another thing that people thought, man, it's kind of slow. How's this ever gonna go? Another problem was the soundtrack. They didn't think it was appropriate for a kid's show to be able to have a jazzy soundtrack like that. By the way, that soundtrack ended up being one of the highest selling albums of all time. But they also thought that this kind of sophisticated humor for talking to kids about materialism, about faith. But the biggest objection they had to it was that the portion where Linus Van Pelt reads scripture, the Christmas gospel, much like we just shared. And they really did not like that. This was back in 1965, and there were people at that time that did not want scripture being read on television. They had a real problem with that. Well, we all know what a beautiful gospel that was, that Linus shared with us. And it turned out to be the turning point of the show. At the beginning, all the kids were kind of mimicking adults in their materialism and running around in their preparation for Christmas. And it was Charlie Brown that was depressed about finding the real meaning of Christmas. This is something that, again, different than a lot of Christmas specials or anything like that. But these kids were running around trying to figure that out, and the turning point was when Linus Van Pelt, when Charlie Brown, in exasperation, wanted to know if anybody knew the real reason of meaning of Christmas, that he went to the stage and recited the gospel that we just shared. And you notice a detail I found out in recent years. When Linus says the part about do not be afraid, he drops his security blanket. Those of you familiar with Peanuts, that Linus is never without his security blanket. He had that always with him. In fact, earlier in the show, he said, they asked him, what's he gonna do when he gets older? And he said, I guess I'll have it made into a sport coat or something like that. But anyway, that was just a little aside there on that. But the most important part that comes from this, and the message I want to share with you tonight, is to do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, and it's easy for some people, but not so easy for others, to be celebrating this Christmas. There's a lot of turmoil in our world. There's a lot of things that we look at just watching on the nightly news, and things that we struggle to deal with. There are people who also have to deal with personal struggles. That is their job secure? Are they going to be able to celebrate this Christmas like past financially? Are they going to be able to deal with it? This could, for some, be the first Christmas that they're spending without a loved one. To be able to adjust, and this time of year just kind of seems to reinforce that even more. There's people also that have to deal with illnesses, serious illnesses. But do not be afraid. We're told that we need to, regardless of our circumstance, to not give up hope, to not give in to the dour, drooping part of our world. Now, as the show goes on, eventually Charlie Brown even kind of, his things don't work out with his Christmas tree. They laughed about him, and we all know what a Charlie Brown Christmas tree is like. And as he tried to decorate it, he failed. But after the scripture was read, and the talk about do not be afraid, Charlie Brown's friends had a change of heart. It was the turning point of the show, is when after the scripture readings, they were suddenly become nicer to Charlie Brown. They even liked his little Christmas tree, and they decorated it to make it a better Christmas for Charlie Brown, to get away from their own selfish concerns and instead be able to care about others than themselves, in this case, their friend Charlie Brown. So tonight, do not be afraid. And kids, please take this message with you as you leave tonight. To the friend you know that could be lonely, that could be ailing, that could be spending their first Christmas apart from a loved one. There's a lot of things going on in our world that we can help with in some way. That's where we turn our faith. That's how we turn the glory of Christmas into action and to be able to help one another. Because that's what Christmas, as Linus Van Pelt said, that's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Merry Christmas, everybody.